stands out to you when it comes to the confirmation of Amy Coney Barrett? Are you concerned about the way that played out?
I think that the process played out as it should have. I think that it was almost unusual in this day and age that there wasn't anything they found out about her. You know, it seems like you can get dirt on everybody right now. It's just, you know, the culture that we live in right now is very got you. So I thought it was very surprising that she passed without even a, you know, like Brett Kavanaugh had, you know, some issues from when he was a teenager that, you know, don't really reflect his ability to be a Supreme Court justice, but they are things that people like to talk about.
Right.
I thought that was pretty unusual that she, I think she probably must be a very remarkable, you know, candidate to have passed through so quickly and efficiently.
What do you think about the, you know, she's confirmed days after Ruth Bader Ginsburg died, and how that was treated differently and within what, you know, 8 days of the election. I'm walking around because I got to plug my computer in. Don't mind me. It's the fancy tech support I got. And juxtapose that or compare that to Merrick Garland. What are your thoughts on those differences?
Well, it just depends on who the majority is in the Senate and who's controlling the Senate Judiciary Committee, because that's where all the president's nominations go to be vetted initially before they're brought to the floor of the Senate for vote. So Obama had an issue with Merrick Garland in that Republicans were in control of the Senate and they did not want to bring them up for vote prior to the election. Here, things are a little bit different in that, you know, Donald Trump's Republican and their Republicans control the Senate. So you would expect the process to be faster, and it was faster because of that. You know, people that control specific committees in the Senate have a lot of power in getting something to vote. I know John Tyler, who was our president in like the 1840s, he nominated 9 different people to the Supreme Court within a few-year period. And because he came to the presidency due to assassination, he wasn't properly elected. He was a Whig in name, but he had alienated himself to other Whigs who were in control of the Senate at that time, and they didn't like him very much. So all of his nominations either were withdrawn or were stalled in the Senate Judiciary Committee. So I think that the quickness that a Supreme Court justice is able to get through depends, you know, first on their character, obviously. That's a huge thing. But the political levers that can control it are, you know, those that exist in the Senate. And if the party that controls the Senate is the same as the president, then things will go very fast.
All true. But, you know, let's be crystal clear. The reason why it went fast is because we had an election coming up. It did not spring from the mind of someone unformed, you know. I mean, so the impetus was they did not want to, in the event that Mr. Trump does not win, and we don't know what's going to happen. I'm never trust the polls or any of that kind of stuff, especially after 2016. But they didn't want to do a lame duck appointment. So that's why it was pushed. It went very quick, I think, from that. But even, you know, even in times past, though, when a president in more recent history, when a president has put up a nominee who was not palatable to the other side, let's say Merrick Garland, what the opposing Senate, and I'm reminded of Judge Bork, who people thought he was too conservative, and then he didn't pass muster. They withdrew his nomination, and then someone came in, and I forget who came in and was appointed instead of him. Maybe it was Clarence Thomas. You still, the president, though, still has the power to appoint it. And it's only with advice and consent of the Senate. So it's certainly not appointed by the Senate. So I do think that that there's the hypocrisy there, and there's other issues. But you make a good point that this has been the politics around appointing judges have been contentious for a long time. That's nothing new. So that point is certainly well taken. Go ahead, Stephen.
Can appoint a Supreme Court justice only temporarily without the Senate voting on it? And I think that's happened a few times in history where if the Senate is outside of its term, the president will appoint someone temporarily, but that person doesn't get to stay on the court. The Senate process needs to play out in the Judiciary Committee and on the Senate floor before they can actually, get their commission.
Right. And I was thinking in hindsight, now, I was wondering if Obama should have appointed Merrick Garland that way and had him sit on the court in order to really kind of stick it to the Republicans or not.
Well,
I don't know
the timing of Merrick Garland's confirmation. Do you remember? I thought it was around the time.
10 months. It was in March. Scalia died in March. So it was 10 months before the election. Scalia died in February. Merrick Garland's name was proffered in March. Let me move to some more questions. These are all judge-related questions, Supreme Court judge-related questions.